Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Sinn Féin launched their new healthcare policy today. Among the measures, more GPs, more medical cards, and an end to prescription charges. Also a plan to invest over 15 billion euro in capital projects as part of its five-year strategy. To tell us more about their plan, we're joined by Rose Conway-Walsh, who's a Sinn Féin TD for Mayo and their spokesperson on public expenditure and reform. And for a reaction to the plan, I'm joined by Nyasa Harrigan, Green Party TD for Dublin Central, and their spokesperson on finance, public expenditure and reform. You're both very welcome to the programme. Rose Conway-Walsh, lay it out for us. What are the main features of this health policy?
Well, it's a really comprehensive plan, and it sets out our five-year plan and our 10-year vision, Cormac. And the main things it seeks to address is to ensure access to GP and to dental care when you need it, to end the crisis in the emergency departments, and to cut the waiting lists, and to bring health workers home as well, to increase the workforce, and obviously to end the wasteful spending. I suppose what it does, and Nas will be familiar with this, in terms of this launch of care plan, it seeks to give effect to that. So the vision in that was a single-tier health service and right care in the right place at the right time. And I think all of the measures that are fully costed in this and done in conjunction with, I know our health spokesperson, David Cullinan, had about 150 meetings with healthcare professionals, healthcare workers, to try and set out how this could be done. Because what we're trying to do is...
How much would it cost? And you say it's fully costed because the budget in health was 25.8 billion, I think, in the last budget. That's the government's figure. How much would a Sinn Féin health budget cost?
So it would be 5.4 billion in additional measures. That's for health and disability. And then in capital, as you rightly said, it's 15 billion in total capital.
So nearly 30 billion, is that right?
Yeah. So you might say, Cormac, what, you know, is this just throwing money at it? This is very, very specifically targeted to deliver certain outcomes that are needed.
Where will the extra money come from then?
Well, we have a 24 billion surplus, as we are at the moment.
Not a recurring one, though.
No, but in terms of the capital that's needed, the 15 capital, we would set aside 2 billion of the capital.
Forget about the capital for 1 second, right? Where would the the recurring funds come from for the 30 billion expenditure, which would be annual, which would happen every year?
Yeah, it would come from the exchequer. It would come from the exchequer and what's needed. Now, some of the things that are already in it.
Sorry, I'm really sorry to jump in again. Would you have to increase taxes then on the exchequer to raise those funds?
No, you wouldn't, and nothing beyond what we have outlined in our alternative budget.
So you have to cut funding elsewhere, though, in other departments. Then, obviously,
no. Well, you see, we have to absolutely. If we don't deal with the healthcare, if we cannot provide healthcare for the population that we have, Cormac, we are going nowhere. We are wasting money as it is because we have agency. We have agency spending. We have outsourcing. We have premium pay. We have external consultations. All of those things. So we have shown in this comprehensive plan how we can save money within that, but how we can get real value for money as well. And that's what it's about. It's about setting out a healthcare system that's based on need, not on ability to pay.
How do you get real value for money?
We get real value for money by delivering the right care in the right place at the right time, and by ensuring that we have proper contracts as well. So that's why we would say, for instance, in terms of the, you know, the public GPs, 250 of those, and how we set up an alternative, that we also have the contracts as they currently are, but set up an alternative contract situation as well that can be done so that we can ensure the whole of the country is covered in terms of health services. But, you know, if we have things like, it's a lot of common sense in this. It's like, you know, if we have the community care, if we have the proper beds in the community, if we have proper home help, we can care for people a lot less expensive than we do right now.
That's launch of care, though, isn't it? And I'll come back to you on that. But Nyasa Harrigan of the Green Party, what do you make of what you're hearing?
So, I mean, look, to be fair to Sinn Féin, there's merit in much of this plan and lots that the Greens would agree with them on. Most importantly, the implementation of Slán to Care and a universal state-led public health service, which I think most parties agree on now. And we would also agree on things like the job guarantee for graduates in the medical professionals professions that we wouldn't see people moving abroad unless they chose to do that themselves, and that increase on mental health services for people with disabilities. But I think that there are some kind of fairly major structural questions I would have around it, not least that issue of funding. So the, what you would want from the health service is a long-term spending parameter that is rooted in demographic planning. But about a quarter of the plan that they propose today is based on savings. Now, certainly we know that there are overruns, and there is definitely capacity within the health service to be running more efficiently. But there is only so long you can cut 200 million every year and base your baseline expenditure on that. You know, that will run 3 to 4 years, and then you're going to run out of things to cut. So in those terms,
are you saying they're overpromising then?
Well, I certainly think that there is a question there around funding a quarter of your increase in baseline expenditure through cuts, through savings, because that is not a long-term plan. That is a 2 or 3 year plan, perhaps a 4 year plan. It would be very hard on the health service. But it's not a long-term plan. It's certainly not a 10 year plan.
I'll come back to it, Rose, on this though. But maybe a fresh perspective is needed here, because what you're after saying is that I agree with their plan, much of it, but you're not delivering it and you're in government.
Well, a lot of this plan is actually agreeing with the government, because, I mean, they're highlighting things like free access to HRT and contraception, which we have just done, review of the Epson Act, which is almost complete, a second emergency department for the Midwest, and implementation of Sontacare, we've already said, and very significantly, that move away from agency staff. And I believe
HSE. They're also talking in this plan about waiting lists, about overcrowding, about proper mental health services. Are you seriously saying you're delivering any of those?
I think that we have delivered quite an increase, particularly, let's say, if you take it by region, look at the Midwest, there is a real commitment to increasing beds, to increasing service. I personally think we can do a huge amount more in terms of services for disabilities. But I mean, there are a number of questions on the specific services that are mentioned in this plan. For example, I'm no clearer, having read this document, where they stand on healthcare for LGBTQI people. There's some very nice language in there around not politicising care. But there's absolutely no acknowledgement of what's happened in the last few weeks, where they supported the DUP in doing just that, just 120 kilometres up the road by banning puberty blockers. And they brought the worst kind of conservative politics right into the doctor's office and taken choice away from people. They're an All-Ireland party, but to not have addressed that in this health plan,
Rose,
is actually kind of extraordinary.
Yeah, Cormac, well, I think if that's all that Nessa has to say in terms of this plan that we have set out here, it must be a good plan.
What's the response to that, though?
She has raised seven...
Those people matter.
Yeah, sorry. Of course they matter. Of course everybody matters, and everybody matters under our plan. There is a HSE being reviewed a review being done at the moment, and we will await the outcome of that. It shouldn't be up to politicians to decide what healthcare is delivered to
specific people.
You're
right, and that's what you've done in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I don't agree that we have, Nessa.
And you're saying that Sinn Féin hasn't agreed to that in Northern Ireland. Is that right?
No, I'm not saying that they haven't agreed to it, but I think we need to be very cautious in terms of what we do, and it always needs to be clinically led. But getting back to what...
In Northern Ireland, it was not clinically led.
Yeah, well, sorry. Now, if I can just get back to the savings, because people want to know what savings will be made, and there's lots of savings that can be made if healthcare is delivered in the right way. And Nessa obviously says that the government are planning to do some of this, but I would remind Nessa, now this isn't down to Nessa in the sense only for in recent times, but this government have had 13 years to deliver healthcare. If we look at even Mayo University Hospital, for instance, in terms of there's something like 82.7 whole-time equivalent vacancies there at the moment. How is a hospital supposed to deliver safe healthcare in those situations? We're just not doing what the government are promising. They're commentating on everything, but that is why we plan to recruit 40,000 additional healthcare workers.
How?
But also,
how can you do it when the government is trying to do it? They can't.
Yeah, I think we certainly can.
Well, how
I mean,
it can
just
you do
shows.
It?
it shows the hole in terms of the work, the lack of workforce planning for the government. Now, if we give a job guarantee to health graduates, I think that certainly would help. If we double the CAO places for health and social care courses, that will help. If we invest in more domestic entry medicine places, we would also introduce a social care student bursary. We would lead a campaign to engage health workers who have left here. They've left here because they can't stick to the service that they're in. They've left Ireland. We want them to come back, and we want to prioritise attracting those workers home. And we also want to do a reactivation within the domestic workforce as well. So there are many measures that can be done.
We'll definitely come back to this in due course. Rose Conway-Walsh of Sinn Féin, Nasa Horrigan of the Green Party, thank you very much indeed.